From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The number of coronavirus cases in Georgia continues to rise. As of last night, 83 people have died from the virus in Georgia. State health officials also report that there are now 2,683 cases of COVID-19. More than 12,500 tests have been administered so far. President Trump declared a federal disaster in the state yesterday, clearing the way for federal aid. Medically trained troops from the Georgia National Guard have been brought in to help Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Albany, whose intensive care unit is now full. Students at the Medical College of Georgia are starting a new course today on pandemic medicine. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Faculty worked quickly to develop a class on pandemics that students can take online wherever they are around the state. After a couple weeks of study, the students will start doing hands-on work with their local health departments. Vice Dean Dr. Doug Miller says some 200 students have signed up.
They really want to serve the state and the people in their communities, and that makes it a wonderful fit between what they're learning in terms of their education and what they're doing in terms of service.
He says typically many public health offices don't have enough staff to track a disease outbreak like this, so the volunteer student help will be critical. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
The Reverend Dr. Joseph Lowery, a leader in America's civil rights movement, died on Friday. He was 98. Atlanta's Cascade United Methodist Church, where Lowery was once a pastor, held a digital service yesterday to celebrate his life. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Lowery was a longtime lieutenant to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Even before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery bus in 1955, Lowery successfully campaigned to integrate buses in Mobile, Alabama. Cascade's pastor Kevin Muriel honored Lowery during the digital-only service.
There is only one person who can make the world stop in the midst of global pandemic and have us focus on justice and hope and legacy. That is none other than Dr. Joseph Lowery.
The remembrance also included archival footage of Lowery speaking at the funeral of Coretta Scott King in 2006.
Her spirit a melody from heaven's song, her beauty warm like the rays of the sun. Good night, my sister. Well done. Well done.
A public memorial for the late civil rights leader has yet to be scheduled. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A Marietta paper supply company is pivoting its business in order to provide respirator masks for some who need them the most. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
By the time people most at risk for serious side effects from COVID-19 knew about it, the protective masks were sold out everywhere. So Ryan Casey, who owns Safety Connection, decided to add KN95 masks to his regular orders for paper
products. Our family's been in the food service packaging industry for quite some time, my whole life, and we represent manufacturers and supply to hospitals and schools, restaurants.
Since he has the distribution contacts in Asia, Casey bought a select number of masks to sell locally at cost. He says most of his customers are the elderly and people with compromised immune systems. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.